73. At the waste disposal plant.
I don't see any evidence of disparate treatment between men and women, said Tom.
Wait until they dispense the paychecks, said Mary.
You'll see that there is a big disparity in pay between us, even though we have the same job.
I try not to feel dispirited, but I can't help it.
I agree with you, Mary, said Jane. Men receive higher pay than we do, and it is not because they do a disproportionate amount of the work. This dispute has gone on for years. However, any time a woman displays a strong desire to challenge the company's discretion, they dispossess her of her job position and disperse bad rumors about her all over the town. The dispersal of rumors prevents her from obtaining a job elsewhere. It is nearly impossible to disprove a rumor.
Has anyone tried approaching the company with a dispassionate attitude? Asked Tom.
If it was my choice, I would dispatch you, Jane. You have a very credible disposition. You're a scholar and a supervisor. The company would have a difficult time trying to displace you, even if you failed.
I'm afraid I will have to disqualify myself from this honorable task, replied Jane. I've already worked hard enough in my job to dispel the myths about women being the weaker sex.
I've even written a short disquisition on the issue. Believe me, they're not ready to listen. Right now, the only thing the company cares about is efficient waste disposal and higher profits.
What about you, Mary? Asked Tom. Are you disposed to approach the company about this issue?
Are you kidding? Mary replied. Haven't you been listening to Jane? It would be like suicide.